All right, Mercedes High School Group 4, welcome to the 2024 South Texas Percussion Festival. It is May 10th. My name is Dr. Brad Meyer from Stephen F. Austin State University, where I'm the Director of Percussion Studies. I'm super excited to hear you all perform. You all are getting set up, so as soon as you're ready, we'll turn this back on.
The next ensemble to perform is Quincy Percussion Ensemble 4 from Mercedes, Texas, under the direction of Jose Aguilar. The performance is a spiral made of wires by Ivan Remy. Let's make sure that we silence all our electronics, refrain from leaving or entering the area during the performance. Please join me in welcoming Quincy Percussion Ensemble 4.
All right, here we go, Mercedes High School Ensemble 4. Have a great performance. Yeah, that drone probably could be a little softer, guitar a little louder. Not quite locked in, seems like left five player just a little bit faster than the right marimba player. There's kind of a weak sound from the mallet players in general. The multi-percussion and drum set are coming out fine, but really the mallet players to match the energy so that they're not getting covered up so much. Kind of weird on that break drum rhythm. It's like it's slightly swung. Dun, 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 dun. Need to make sure we're really rhythmically interpreting that. Yeah, I love the director's energy, and the guitarist and drum set player are matching it, but everybody else is just kind of standing there. Great if they can match it. You know, what a cool moment this is, kind of heavy metal, and we're all just kind of standing there looking at our page, counting rests. We should be up and in the ensemble and in the moment. Again, really hard to hear that marimba player. And the far back number player, I haven't even really heard any of. I can see her hitting the instrument, but not really getting much of it. Yeah, so just really need a lot more strength from the ensemble players who are playing mallets here. You know, match your director's energy. He's really giving you all the energy, and you're not giving him back the same thing except for the drum set and the guitar player. You know, in a moment like this, if as a director, if I can't get my mallet players to come up, I got to bring everything else down. So as cool as the guitar part is, probably need to bring that down. Same thing. I mean, drums are pretty soft. So is the kind of break drum player. But, you know, just doing what we can. I really hate to recommend using harder mouths to get them to sound louder. They really just need to play stronger. Hey, there's the bass marimba player. Those mouths are a little thin, a little light. I love it if it was a little bit heavier, a little bit darker. You know, some of those ensemble rubber mouths, really big ones, would be great for something like that. Front marimba player, just kind of very hesitant, just kind of counting and playing the part, really not engaged in the music making, just trying to play it right, it seems like, and maybe she feels like she is, but it's not coming across as an audience member. Good job by the front left five player. If she could give even more to this moment, that would be fantastic, but I'm liking the volume production as compared to earlier on. Yeah, something you might consider is just putting some moon gels on, like, the break drums so that they're a little shorter. That way they can be hit louder, but also not cover up the ensemble as much. Yeah, for such a heavy metal piece, I really feel like we're not in that zone musically as performers. Just a lot of clarity issues. Can't really tell much of what's going on. Guitar part's neat, but it's covering up everything, which a lot of times it's a melody, but it's, I think with that amount of distortion on it, it kind of clouds the texture of the rest of the group. The rest of the group isn't playing loud enough to be heard. Yeah, watch these double laterals in the left hand with the front right marimba player. A little bit of a funky grip going on. Need to open that grip up, get the thumb on top, get the hand more in a chopping position rather than a two mallet kind of standard American grip position. Also look like really clubbing over with the thumb on it. Yeah, good overall job. You know, it's one of those pieces where I love the piece. I think the director loves the piece. I think the guitarist loves the piece. I think the drum set player really enjoys it. Everyone else not so much involved and engaged with the piece. So that's one of those moments where I would recommend, you know, you really got to talk to your students and maybe even video record them and show them, hey, you're not matching the energy of this piece. You're not matching the energy of the conductor. And a lot of times as a conductor, when we give that much effort, we have that much fun on stage. Unfortunately, the students don't react the way that we want them to. It makes them kind of feel like it's okay for them to just be standing there. So I would actually recommend conduct smaller, maybe sit on a throne and force them to be the engagement, force them to be the energy makers as opposed to trying to give it to them as a conductor. So just it may work, it may not, but that's something that I've found is when I really get into a piece for some reason as a conductor, when I'm into it more than the students are, it actually takes away from their energy. So try to let them be the energy and you're just the, you know, lining things up and making things happen so that they can communicate with each other better. All right. Great job. Hopefully my comments are helpful. Best of luck.